This is Where We Live. I'm John Dankosky. Today, a live concert from WNPR's Studio 3 with the band Violent May. We'll meet the band, we'll talk about their brand new record coming up in a bit, but first, here they are performing a new song called Rob Me Blind. That's Violent May with a new song called Rob Me Blind, and this is Where We Live. We're live in WNPR Studio 3 for a live concert and performance and also a little bit of a conversation with this fairly new band that has a brand new record out. They're going to be celebrating the release of their brand new self-titled record tonight at Arch Street Tavern in Hartford. We'll be telling you more about that coming up in just a little bit. But first, I want to welcome in Becky Kessler and Floyd Kellogg. They are Violent May. Welcome to the show. Thanks for waking up our listeners this morning.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, this is awesome to have you guys here. And again, we'll talk about how this project came together in just a little bit. But we'll start with you, Becky. You've got the microphone right in front of you. Tell me about how you got to Connecticut. You're not from around here. You made your way here sort of in a circuitous route.
Yes. Yeah. Well, my boyfriend and I came up here from North Carolina to live and work on a friend's property and start an organic farm there. And so we came up, we've been here almost 3 years in February. So we've been through the floods, the October snowstorm, Irene, and all that. So the farm is still a little slow going because of that. But the music has just really taken off in a way that I never expected.
You know, we could do an entire show with you just about organic farming. It's a public radio show, so not surprisingly, you're not the first organic farmer we've had on the program. We've had
no doubt. We've had
many on, as a matter of fact. I know it's been a hard season for growing. But tell me about your musical experience. You spent some time at Berkeley up in Boston learning jazz guitar. I know there's a lot of folks who go through that great program. Tell me about your musical voyage to get here.
Well, Berkeley was a great experience and the people that I met there, but I was definitely kind of the typical student there that wasn't really ready for it. You know, it really throws you into grown-up world right away. And so it actually was after that I really started studying. And because I went there for a couple years and went through kind of a writer's block phase for a while. So I started studying music really hard because I was like, I got to find a way to make this happen. So I really started studying jazz guitar. And then the Outer Banks of North Carolina, where I pretty much grew up, that's where I, you know, played in a bunch of different bands down there and then started getting back into writing again just before I moved up here. So
Floyd, tell me a little bit about how you guys actually met. How did you first meet her and start working on this project together? And you got your microphone there, yeah?
Yeah, thank you. We met through a mutual friend and who goes down to North Carolina a lot. He knew her prior, a friend of ours, Jeff Yonke, who I have a studio with in Hartford, and then he told me she was moving up here, and I think you might have visited once before you moved up here. I'm not quite sure how that. I don't know. Sorry. Anyway, but
no, but that's okay.
she had some material to start making a record, and that was shortly after you moved here, right?
Mm-hmm. A year after.
So it was she brought the material to the studio.
And from what I'd read, this was kind of a project, a recording project. It wasn't going to be a band. Talk about that, how it turned from a project recording some of her work into something that's now a real band. You guys are touring.
Well, yeah. I mean, at first it was like, all right, you know, like we'll set up some mics and Becky's going to like sing, you know, some songs and we'll just cruise through this and see how it goes. I mean, I don't know. You don't really put tons of expectations into it. You know, anything like that, just going at it. And, and then we recorded the record. It was, you know, drums and guitar, like what you're seeing here, and her singing. And we laid that down as the basis of the record, and then we filled in other parts as we went along. And then from there, you know, I really enjoyed the material and what we were doing with it, so it just felt it just felt kind of natural to just keep going with it as a group. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a type of music I haven't really played a ton of, maybe. So, you know, that was interesting.
Becky, is the music that you guys are playing, is it typical of what you've done throughout your brief musical career? Or, you know, is this a new sound that you guys have worked out?
That's a tough question. Well, I think, it's almost like one of those things where you put these songs out. I put these songs to Floyd It's almost like a black and white picture or something. And he adds color and makes it just, he like interprets it.
And
then he
like in the studio,
throws stuff around.
Yeah.
But, you know, he adds all the layers. It was like when we went in the studio, I was just kind of floored by all the stuff that he did and all the layers that he put on there. And like he said, I thought it was just going to be a simple recording. And I was like, what are you doing? This is crazy. And this is awesome, you know. But so it's like so he acts like the producer. And now, actually after the album, the tunes we work on now, you know, we really just like – it's definitely different because we're trying to make it evolved for this duo so that when we're guitar, drums, vocal duo, we sound really full.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to hear some more of their music right now. In a little bit, we're going to give you an opportunity to actually get a copy of this brand new record. It's just out. The band is Violent May. We're listening to Becky Kessler and Floyd Kellogg. The next song you're going to play for us is actually from this new record. It's called Anytime You Fall. Can you just tell us about the song real quick?
Anytime You Fall, it's very atmospheric, sounds like soundtracky. It's a slightly tongue in cheek. So yeah, we'll go ahead and play it.
So let's listen in. It's Violent May. They're live in our studio 3 here on WNPR's Where We Live.
Don't cry.
This is Where We Live. I'm John Dankosky. Today, we're live in our Studio 3 with the band Violent May. They've got a brand new record out. They were named Best New Band in the Connecticut Music Awards this year. They weren't even sure they were going to be a band. It started as a project of singer-songwriter Becky Kessler and multi-instrumentalist producer Floyd Kellogg, but now they are really a band, and they're playing out an awful lot, and they're also touring a bit. They've got a gig tonight at Arch Street Tavern in Hartford. It's the celebration of the release of this brand new record, which we're going to give you an opportunity to get for yourself here at WNPR in just a little bit. But let's hear a little bit more music from them live here. Tell us about Worn Out My Welcome. We've just got a song for you now.
Okay. Worn Out My Welcome, it's a sad love story where you can't give back the feelings from that someone has for you, and they're just trying to be mean to you, but it's just, and it's working, they're hurting you, but it's not going to do any good because you still just don't have those feelings.
Good old-fashioned sad love song. Violent May here on Where We Live.
Let a man believe I'd love him someday, knowing all the while there'd be no such day. So soon I'll forget all these memories, like stories from strangers of better and worse times. Thank you.
That's Worn Out My Welcome from a brand new CD called Violent May by the band Violent May. They're in our Studio 3 today. It's the day that they're celebrating the album release tonight at Arch Street Tavern in Hartford. There's more information on our website, WNPR.org, if you want to find out more about the band. It's vocalist and guitarist Becky Kessler. Floyd Kellogg on the drums, but Floyd, on this record, there's a lot more that you do. It's not just a drum and guitar duo all throughout. Tell me about the sound world you kind of created here for the band.
On the record?
Yeah.
I'm a bass player first. That was my first instrument, and drums became quick second. Everything else is stuff I've learned over the years, and... As we were doing the record, it seemed like there, you know, some of the music spoke to having, you know, more layers, you know, some atmospheric stuff put in there. And, at first, sometimes you put down a lot of stuff and then you end up trimming it back as you go along. And, it's mainly the music, I think, just led itself to do that. I don't think it was a... Like I said before, we just went in expecting to just put up a couple microphones and that would be the end of it.
But you didn't really play banjo at all or piano really that much, and you played that.
I dabble.
Yeah. There's a little banjo on the record.
Yeah. I mean, I've always sat around whenever people have instruments around, you know. Fake your way through stuff.
Well, and you hear a lot of different sounds on the record, but it's all in this sort of dreamy kind of underwater world, which I really, really love the production of. I mean, look, I think a lot of people of my generation are celebrating the fact that Mazzy Star has a new record for the first time in like 17 years or something like that. And that's sort of the vibe I feel, this sort of really dreamy. Is that sort of what you're going for, Becky? Did you expect to make a dreamy sounding record like this?
That was very much where Floyd's interpretation really came in, but it was really exciting because it was like every direction it went in, I was like, that's perfect. You know, how could that be more perfect? You know.
Well, one thing I want to ask about, in we're going to have a video that's being worked on by CPBN's Media Lab team here of these performances today, and people who will see it on WNPR.org a bit later on will see some of this equipment that you have. I got to ask you about your amp, Becky. So
that's a new addition.
This is a new addition. This is probably, I'm going to guess, older than you, maybe even older than me.
It's a 67 Fender Bassman. We actually have been evolving with our equipment as we've gone. At first, I had this bass amp, and Floyd, I had this tiny little pathetic guitar amp, and Floyd.
Oh, come on. Played,
well, I like it, but it wasn't working with this setup.
Yeah.
So Floyd had the idea to plug out of one of our pedals into both the bass and the little guitar amp.
Ah, okay.
And that was really cool for a while, but we were like, it still isn't quite right. And then so I was like, well, I'm just gonna go shopping around for an amp, and I saw this, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that might just be perfect."
It's perfect, and it's beautiful, and it's kind of bigger than you are, and it's visually very arresting too, as well as sounding great. And Floyd, I play drums a little bit, and I don't get to play as much as I like. And when I saw you rolling this enormous bass drum, I thought to myself, "That is a beautiful, beautiful thing." Well, I explained this instrument.
I got it a year ago in Cleveland at like a pawn shop type thing, and I checked it on an airplane. I didn't want to ship it, so I put all my I put all my clothes and everything in it, and then put cardboard all around it and said, you know, please make sure this comes in one piece on the other end. I have pictures of them loading it up. I could see it going underneath the plane.
It's
I was like, I could see you. And it's from late 20s, early 30s Ludwig drum. But, you know, we don't have a bass player, so we kind of, and usually we're maybe a little louder of a band than what, you know, what we're doing at the moment. But we try and fill in the, blanks.
It fills up the sound, to be sure. We've got to go to a break, and we want to give people an opportunity to get this new record of yours. As we go to the break, we're going to listen to a song called No Way Out from this new record. Very quickly, Becky, this is a song that was inspired by NPR, really?
Yeah, it was a story. It was North Carolina Public Radio, because that's where
WUNC, my favorite. They're great.
It was Dick Gordon, the story.
Yeah.
Had a crazy story on there about a girl with a homeless person was living in her crawl space, and all this stuff started happening, and nobody believed her. So that's loose inspiration for there.
Well, a little bit of music inspired by NPR, and this is No Way Out from Violent May, the debut LP and CD here. We're going to give you a chance to get one for yourself. We'll tell you more about their gig tonight at Arch Street Tavern, coming up with more music on Where We Live. This is Where We Live. I'm John Dankosky. Today, it's live music from our Studio 3. The band Violent May has a brand new record out. So brand new, as a matter of fact, they are celebrating the release with a show tonight at Arch Street Tavern in Hartford. If you want more information, go to our website, WNPR.org. But because they're here for us this morning, let's listen to a little bit more music from Violent May.
It's up to me. Oh.
guess it's up to me.
This is Where We Live. That's Violent May live in our Studio 3. Becky Kessler and Floyd Kellogg, they've got a brand new record, and it is called Violent May. It's out just last month, and they're celebrating the release of this brand new record with us this morning, and we're very excited to have them here, and also tonight at the Arch Street Tavern in Hartford, a place where there is a lot of great music happening these days. You can go to WNPR.org and find out more about that. You guys were on the road a bit for a time together. Is this the first tour of Violent May?
Yes, it's my first one altogether. Floyd's done that before, not me.
So what was that like?
It was great. Yeah. I actually was surprised how easy it was. Of course, we had people we knew all along the way that we could stay with, and that really helped. And the first night I was nervous, but after that, it was great. It's, you get your chops up so much in that scenario, and it just feels so good.
Yeah, it's like when you want to learn French and you go to Paris. You know, you start to all of a sudden speak pretty well, right? When you're playing together every night, you become a band, right? This happens, Floyd.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, then it starts to congeal, if you will.
so this setup, obviously, people who are listening to the music now, it sounds in a lot of ways the same on the record. But as we were talking about before, there's more production, there's more going on sonically on the record. A guitar drums duo is something that a few of the most influential bands of the last couple decades. I mean, the Black Keys, the White Stripes. This was their setup. Talk about making this work as a band, because people are used to seeing, you know, a four-piece, a five-piece band.
On the record, the two of us, I guess it's a duo, it's the two of us playing the music, and this is the live version of that. I think live, when we do play, we're going at maybe a more aggressive sound with, the instruments that we have here. To fill that out. The next record we're working on is more, maybe at least in our heads at the moment, I think is more duo sounding.
Yeah.
We'll probably put some stuff around that, but we're going to start with this again and, go from there. I don't know.
Yeah probably not as many layers, maybe. That's what Floyd says now, but I don't really totally believe it.
Once it gets started, he starts adding stuff on.
Yeah, totally.
I know those duos, a lot of them, they have their, their record version, and they do have other tracks for sure. And then, the live version is just a little more stark.
What I find interesting, though, is those bands that I mentioned, the live version actually does in many ways sound a lot more stark, as long as they don't add in other instruments on stage with them. Mm. But you guys both, because of, as you talked about, the big bass drum and the big old amp and the effects pedals and everything else, all of a sudden you start to sound like there's more people than just two people up there. Is that part of what you're trying to go for, is create more sound?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge, which I really like about it, because it makes you have to really practice and work on it and have marathon rehearsals.
Well, so we just have a couple minutes left and we want to hear one more song. I want to ask, first of all, why Violent May? What's the name from?
Well, Floyd came up with the name. He's got a very heartfelt, long story behind it. I look at it as like a yin and yang kind of name, because violent obviously is uncomfortable for people, that word. And then May is a feminine, peaceful sounding name. The month is for spring too. So it, and I think there's just so many elements of both in the music. And so I think it works.
Yeah. The you know, we were making the record. It was kind of a crazy, turbulent year. And, you know, the word violent, we're kind of, we're using the side of the definition that's more, you know, strength and turbulence. So that was part of it. I have a lot of family members born in May. It's kind of like a running joke in my family, including myself. And, you know, so those were the two parts. I don't know. There wasn't really a ton of thought beyond that.
You have inside the CD jacket here, you have a textbook definition of violent, marked by acting with or resulting from great force, having or showing great emotional force, a little bit different than the violence that we think about an awful lot.
Right. Which you know, you definitely hear that. The word a lot, but I don't know. Yeah, that other side of the definition, I think, spoke to us.
Well, as you say, you're working on new songs. We're going to hear a new song coming out here as we end things up. What's next? I mean, you guys putting out a new record? Are you going to be touring more? What do you think is next for this band?
Well, this both. One, yeah, both. we still got a lot of ground to cover with this one, you know. We have some touring coming up. We're playing at Telefunken Studios next week with a great band, Bronze Radio Returns. It's a week from today.
Veterans of our program. They've been on a few times. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, those guys are really cool. So we're excited to do that. You know, rolling into the whole holiday New Year is kind of a bit of a zone to recollect. Yeah. When we get back in the new year, we're doing more shows and touring. And, but, I mean, immediately that's what we have going on.
What do you hope this will be, Becky? I mean, this is a sort of a long thing to get to this first record, and you're working on more. I mean, do you hope this is something that's going to go for a while?
Yeah, I hope we make it our careers. I hope it really takes off. It's hard, though. But I never expected it to go as far as it has. We've had a lot of help from some awesome people who've been so supportive of us. And I hope it can take off as far as it can go.
Well, I'll just say, and you thank one of those awesome people. As I go out and thank some of the folks who helped to make this possible, Chip McCabe was
one of them.
Was the guy who said, you know, you guys should really have them on. And I'm really glad, Chip, thank you very much for saying Violent May should come play here in the morning, because it's been amazing. I want to thank Becky Kessler and Floyd Kellogg. Best of luck with everything you guys are doing with this record, and have a great show tonight at Art Street. Thank you so much for waking up early,
John,
and coming in and playing with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to thank the CPBN Media Lab for coming and videotaping today's event live in our Studio 3. It'll be on WNPR.org a bit later on. Thanks to Kyle Wolf, as always, for taking pictures. Thanks to Eugene Amatruda, our engineer, for making this all possible this morning. Our program, as always, is produced by Tucker Ives. The senior producer is Katie Solarski. Again, Art Street Tavern tonight in Hartford. More information on our website, WNPR.org. In a bit, you'll get a chance to get the new Violent May CD here at WNPR. But first, one more song.
Bad actress, can't find my role around you. I'm a bad actress, can't find my role around you. You expect more, expect so much more from me. I want more, more, I want more from you. But I can't afford the amateur it takes to get to know you. I guess I'll wait until you say something mean to make me go away. Something mean so I can walk away. Bad actress, can't find my room. I'm a bad actress, can't find my room. You expect more, expect so much more from me.